You're listening to Chemistry in Its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Hello, blonde hair, expensive jewellery, a new generation of catalysts and anti-cancer drugs, plus a mistake that costs the Spanish conquistadors very dear. Have you spotted the connection yet? If not, here's Catherine Haxton.
Platinum as a metal speaks of prestige, value and power. An album has gone platinum, platinum wedding anniversaries and highly prized platinum jewellery such as rings and Rolex watches. Platinum is a very different substance to a chemist. Platinum metal is silvery white and does not oxidise, properties that make it highly appealing for jewellery. It is more precious than silver, but with prices more volatile than gold. Platinum has broad chemical resistance, although the metal may be dissolved in aqua regia, a highly acidic mixture of nitric and hydrochloric acids, forming chloroplatinic acid, and has an extremely high melting point in excess of 2000 degrees centigrade. Spanish conquistadors in the 16th century viewed platinum as a nuisance, a white metal obtained while panning for gold and difficult to separate from the gold. It was named platina, a diminutive of plata, the Spanish word for silver. Platina was believed to be unripe gold and was flung back into the rivers in the hope that it would continue to mature into gold. There is anecdotal evidence of gold mines being abandoned due to platinum contamination. Platinum's properties allowed it to defy identification and classification until the 18th century. Its high melting point and broad chemical resistance meant that obtaining a pure sample of the metal was difficult. Platinum's place as a precious metal was first established in the 18th century by Heinrich Schäfer, who succeeded in melting or fusing platinum by adding arsenic. Three chemists, Lavoisier, Seguin and Meusnier, began working together in the late 18th century to improve the design of their furnaces to enable platinum to be melted without the need of fluxes such as arsenic. The French chemist Lavoisier wrote for help from Josiah Wedgwood, the founder of Wedgwood Pottery, asking for a clay that could be used to manufacture vessels that could withstand the high temperatures needed to melt platinum. Seguin later requested details of which fuel could burn sufficiently hot enough and for further details on creating the hottest flame possible. Lavoisier succeeded in melting platinum using oxygen to enhance the heat of the furnace, but it would still be many years before a process could be found to produce commercial quantities. Of course, that was prior to Lavoisier's beheading at the height of the French Revolution in 1794. In 1792, the French Academy of Science obtained a supply of platinum from Marc-Étienne Janté, a master goldsmith in Paris. Janté had managed to develop a means of producing workable platinum using arsenic and a way to remove the arsenic afterwards with limited success. It is ironic that the very properties that make platinum metal so desirable caused so many difficulties for its discoverers. King Louis XVI of France believed that platinum metal was only fit for kings, due in part to the difficulties in working with pure samples. In 1859, a method for melting up to 15 kilograms of platinum using a furnace lined with lime and oxygen and coal gas as a fuel was described by Deville and Debray. The 19th century also saw the development of the first fuel cell using platinum electrodes. Fuel cells produce electricity through electrical chemical reactions, often using platinum as non-reactive electrodes, and represent an important area of research into environmentally friendly technologies and cleaner, greener sources of energy today. The very properties of platinum that had made it so hard to work with became valued, and platinum was used for lab equipment and other applications where its broad chemical resistance was required. Johnson Matthey perfected the techniques of separating and refining the platinum group metals, and in 1879, Matthey produced a standard meter measure made of a platinum and iridium alloy. Platinum compounds have been well documented, perhaps none more so than cis-diamine dichloroplatinum II, cisplatin. In the early 1960s, Barnett Rosenberg was conducting experiments on bacteria, measuring the effects of electrical currents on cell growth. It was observed that the E. coli bacteria were abnormally long during the experiment, something that could not be attributed to the electric current. Further investigation revealed a number of platinum compounds were being formed due to reaction of the buffer and the platinum electrode, and subsequent characterization of these compounds isolated cisplatin. Cisplatin was found to inhibit cell division, thus causing the elongation of the bacteria, and was tested in mice for anti-cancer properties. Cisplatin today is widely used to treat epithelial malignancies, with outstanding results in the treatment of testicular cancers. Cisplatin is a remarkable tale of serendipity in science research, a and a wonderful example of how major breakthroughs cannot be commanded. The success of cisplatin has spawned a search for new platinum anti-cancer compounds that has produced oxaliplatin, carboplatin to date, with several other compounds at various stages of development. Platinum's chemical legacy goes far beyond medicinal chemistry. In the last 50 years, platinum catalysts have become widespread in industry, used to enhance the octane number of gasoline and manufacturing primary feedstocks for the plastic industry. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded in 2007 to Gerhard Ertel, whose work included a study of oxidation of carbon monoxide on platinum surfaces. Platinum group metals are also components of many autocatalysts, converting car exhaust gases into less harmful substances. And our fascination with platinum as a rare and robust metal continues. The term platinum blonde came about in the 1930s when actresses with platinum jewellery were the stars of newly invented talking pictures. The sinking of the Titanic inspired public displays of mourning, including a new fashion for black and white jewellery. Platinum metal became popular in such pieces due to its pale colour. More recently, it was the metal of choice for the wedding bands of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, and remains synonymous with quality and wealth today.
Amazing to think that the Spanish colonists were throwing the stuff away. That was Keele University's Catherine Haxton with the story of platinum. Next week, it's time to relive your school days.
If there were a competition for the chemical element most likely to generate schoolboy howlers, the winner would be germanium. It's inevitable that the substance with atomic number 32 is quite often described as a flowering plant with the common name cranesbill. Just one letter differentiates the flower, geranium, from the element germanium, an easy enough mistake. You may like to say it with flowers and give someone a gift of a geranium, but you're much more likely to communicate down a modern fibre optic phone line, and then it's germanium all the way.
Indeed, and you can download Brian Clegg's tale of germanium, probably via a fibre optic too, because he'll be here next week for Chemistry in Its Element. I'm Chris Smith, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Chemistry in Its Element is brought to you by the Royal Society of Chemistry and produced by thenakedscientists.com. There's more information and other episodes of Chemistry in Its Element on our website at chemistryworld.org/elements.